So we're continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Chapter 1, Mishnah 10. Shmaya b'Avtayon kiblu mehem. Shmaya and Avtayon received from their teachers. Shmaya Omer, Shmaya used to say, Ehoves hamalacha, love to work. Usnas harabonos, literally again, despise authority. V'altizvada l'rashos, and do not make yourself known to the authorities. What's the pshat here? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says something amazing. He says, let's break this down piece by piece. Number one, ehaves hamalacha, love work. So to this, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, shuvah yivatel adam imalacha, ki abatalam neviyeh esa adam lindei shimum. So literally translated, a person should not absent himself from work and become idle, because idleness leads a person to insanity. It's a person to insanity. Now, what does this mean? So what did Rabbeinu Yonah, or I should say, what Shema is really trying to express to us is as follows. Often, we kind of feel like our goal in life is to relax, right? And I work hard, but ultimately the goal is to be able to kick back, to relax, to take a vacation. And of course, relaxing is beautiful and vacation is beautiful. But at the end of the day, that's not the goal. The vacationing and the relaxing, those are the things I do periodically or episodically in order to recharge myself to be able to be as effective and impactful as I can in this world. Love to work. Love expending effort. One should love to be tired. Why? Because the truth is, if a person is not actively involved and they're idle or they're bored, that leads a person to all kinds of problems. Unstructured time or prolonged periods of unstructured time can get a person into all kinds of trouble. Therefore, Shemaya says, love to be busy. Busyness, again, obviously in life, you have to decide what to be busy with, right? And the secret in life, or not the secret, but the goal in life is to be busy with the right things. Supposed to be busy the whole day. Love dafkam, doing anything all that great or productive. But the goal is be productive, be busy, love the work, love to put in effort. And he goes on, Rabbeinu Yonah says, A person thinks sometimes that when he doesn't have work, he has free time. Ah, that's menucha, that's rest. V'hua hefech. This is such an incredible line. Rabbeinu says just the opposite. Ki biyegia yihyeh lo menucha. It is through effort that we find a sense of tranquility. And the truth is, we know this. The feeling that a person has after a day in which you've accomplished great things is so much greater than the feeling of tranquility you have after a day of vacation. After a day of vacation, I feel rested. I feel good. It's fantastic. And again, all for vacation, right? It's good. But the feeling of tranquility, the feeling of menucha you have after a day where you have worked hard and you've accomplished something, that is the greatest feeling of tranquility. It's such a profound insight. We often think that menucha, tranquility, comes from rest, the absence of work. But in reality, the exact opposite is true. True menucha ultimately comes from hard work, from effort, from producing results in life. Next, usnas harabanos. So all this is connected. We despise authority. So people often vie for positions of authority because they think positions of authority will come with less work. Once again, it's about minimizing my load, or it's about this idea that somehow menucha, rest, comes about when I have less work. So snas habonas, literally hate positions of authority. Again, we're going to see, this doesn't mean don't take positions of authority, and it doesn't mean don't roll up your sleeves and take authority, because we need people to take positions of authority as well. What it means is don't take positions of authority because you think that it's going to free you from work. Don't take positions of authority because somehow that's your easy out so that you don't have to work as hard. Chas v'shalom. Remember again, ahavas hamalacha. Love to work hard and never embark upon something in life because you think that it's going to simply lighten your load and make life easier. Again, true menucha, true rest, like the Rabbeinu Yonah said, only comes through hard work. And the last piece, v'atis v'adal rashus, do not make yourself known to the authorities, or literally, again, do not become well known to the government. Once again, what does this mean? He says, ki avodas hashaltonos kashad mod. Kind of working for government or being involved in government is very difficult. Why? This is incredible. He says, v'al kopanim, kevin shemekabal alav ol melech basar v'adam. When a person takes upon himself the yoke of flesh and blood, Sofo lifrog ol malchus shamayim ulevatel hamitzus. When a person takes on the yoke of serving man, he often offloads the yoke of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki mispached min hashilton, because often he's afraid of the government. Umam umalachto meruban, he has a lot of work. V'yase malachas Hashem remiyem b'mei hamalachahi. So this is really incredible. Obviously, he's talking about a different type of government, perhaps a more despotic government, a more unpredictable government. But the idea being over here that when a person immerses themselves in the work of Basar Badam, in other words, if I see my role, that I work for Basar, that I work for mortals, then by definition, over time, my entire purpose comes to please and comes to do for the Basar Badam, for the mortals. And sometimes, again, that conflicts with my ultimate responsibility and need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we bring this all together, really, really, it's such a fascinating idea. The overarching idea of the Mishnah, according to the Rebbe Yonah, is a new definition of menucha, tranquility. True life tranquility does not come from less work. True life tranquility comes from a productive life. And a productive life is often filled with much work. Ehavis hamalacha, love to work. The more you, harder you work, the more you do, the more you accomplish, the more menucha, inner tranquility you will have. Snas harabonos. Don't look for opportunities of authority because you think you're not going to have to get your hands dirty. You don't have to work as hard. Chas v'shalom, the harder you work, the more menucha. Al tizvat al-rasha. Similarly, again, sometimes we think we get into positions to ingratiate ourselves with people. And as a result, ultimately life is easier. Sometimes when you choose the human master, understand that that will cause you to forsake HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your true master. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone, and wishing everyone a wonderful day.